Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 27th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google agreed to make changes to its services to come into compliance with EU consumer protection laws. Google Flights and Hotels will clearly show when it's displaying services from Google directly and when it's acting as a third-party intermediary, as well as make it clear Google Hotels doesn't verify its reviews. The Google Play Store and Google Store will provide upfront information on things like delivery costs and availability of repair options, as well as provide additional company details in the Play Store, things like business names, addresses, and contact info. Google will also clarify how to browse other countries' versions of the Play Store in the EU, letting users change a country of residence once per year. The FBI and Europol seized the Tor payment site and data leak sites for the Hive ransomware organization. The U.S. Department of Justice and Europol announced they coordinated to infiltrate Hive infrastructure in July 2022. With this access, law enforcement agencies alerted targets prior to attacks, provided decryption keys for more than 1,300 current and past Hive victims, and prevented up to $130 million in ransom demands. Hive runs a ransomware as a service operation that launched in June 2021. The FBI estimates it's generated $100 million in ransoms since that time. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple directed most of its engineering resources toward developing 3-nanometer Apple silicon chips for the foreseeable future. The company hopes these enter mass production by the end of 2023. As a result, Kuo says Apple halted development of its own custom Wi-Fi chip and will likely continue using Broadcom chips for the iPhone 15. During his State of the City speech, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft would be required to be zero emissions by 2030. The mayor will likely implement this plan through New York City's Taxi and Limousine Commission, which regulates the two companies. Uber and Lyft have both previously announced driver incentive programs to move their vehicle fleets to 100% electric by 2030. In Q4, Intel reported it earned 10 cents per share on revenue down 32% in the year to $14.04 billion, both missing analyst estimates. This marks the fourth consecutive quarter of declining sales. Intel's client computing group, which includes PC chips, fell 36% in the year to $7.68 billion, with demand falling mostly in consumer and education markets. Its data center business saw revenue down 33% to $4.17 billion, while its network and edge segment fell just 1% to $2.06 billion. Substack introduced private substacks, which will require readers to request access from an author to read posts. Authors must approve or decline subscription requests. Users can change existing substacks from public to private in settings. The company also updated its chat feature, letting authors instantly start conversations in chat when sharing new content. Medium updated its platform rules with AI-specific guidelines. It now requires users to include labels on content created with AI assistance. Content Medium believes is AI-generated but not labeled will not be distributed in its network, but it will remain on authors' pages. Medium's VP of Content, Scott Lamb, cautioned this was an initial policy that may evolve with generative AI technology. BuzzFeed will use tools from OpenAI to enhance and personalize content. CEO Jonah Peretti told staff the tools will be enhancing the quiz experience, informing our brainstorming, and personalizing our content for our audience. An example would be a reader being asked questions, and then ChatGPT could be used to create a personalized Netflix show pitch. The content is expected to launch in February. Joshua Browder of Do Not Pay was going to use an automated system to provide all responses to a person fighting a traffic ticket on February 22nd. Browder had found a courtroom that technically allowed earbuds. That would allow the automated system to hear what the judge said and formulate responses that the defendant had agreed to repeat word for word. Browder told NPR that multiple state bar associations said they would pursue criminal charges of practicing law without a license if he went through with the plan. So, he's given up on the plan. Canonical announced the general availability of Ubuntu Pro subscriptions, available in beta since October. The subscription is available to those running Ubuntu Long-Term Support, or LTS, offering 10 years of security updates, patches for critical flaws in less than 24 hours, expands on technical support beyond Ubuntu's main software library, and provides other security-focused features. It's free for up to 5 PCs on a single Ubuntu One account, and paid plans start at $25 per year for workstations. Google began rolling out the ability to require a user's fingerprint or PIN to view incognito tabs in Chrome for Android. Force closing Chrome will still remove all incognito pages. The feature came to Chrome for iOS in 2021. And finally, OnePlus published a teaser image for its upcoming tablet. It shows a halo green color and a centered rear camera in portrait orientation. The tablet will reportedly launch with the OnePlus 11 5G at the company's event on February 7th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.